Sometimes the best motivation is spite. I'm your host, Natasha Kay, and you're listening to Micromusings. I'm a writer and digital strategist sharing my poetry with the world. Let's dive in. There's probably been so much that's happened that I couldn't even catch you up on if I tried. So I'm just going to get into explaining the poem, and as we progress through the season, I'll sprinkle in whatever I can. We're starting off strong with this idea that I'm starting to grow up and into myself. It started with a book, a simple novel called Second Place. Real quick disclaimer, Second Place is a reference to the guest house in the book, not coming in second place. Kind of. The narrator felt akin to me in the way she rambled about and overanalyzed and viewed herself. Tangents of loosely related thoughts somehow always went back to this disconnected view of what it was to be a woman and the various ways it has shown up in her life and, more importantly, how that has affected her, especially in raising her daughter. I sympathize with the narrator, often highlighting her monologues that resonated and developing poems from the emotions and feelings it invoked. And it wasn't until the reflection brought upon by this book that I noticed this change in myself. I saw it first in the mirror. I called myself pretty and believed it, which may seem small to you, but was very monumental for me. However, I didn't recognize the change until this poem when I was on the bus writing the opening lines. Let the rest kind of flow freely, and that's when I realized I was finally starting to accept myself. This poem overall is about my patterned behavior when paired with a former lover. I knew that they were going to be one of the most interesting and potentially harmful experiences in my life, and I still dove headfirst into it for reasons explained in said poem. Were there healthier ways to go about addressing my growth? Yes, absolutely. But if I'm the only party that got hurt, it's perfectly fine. Disclaimer, once again, do not be like me. I make objectively bad decisions for the lovely poetry content. It's a lifestyle, and I simply can't stop. So once again, don't be like me, be better, please, for the sake of your mental health, please. What did I say about rambling earlier? That's enough background. Here's Second Place. And so the day has finally come where I admit I wanted you to break me, to kill that version of myself so I could be forced to deal with all that I deny. At first, I wanted to change out of spite because you spoke so definitely of the routines in my life. But I came to understand that this was still deserting myself. And having done me wrong enough, I'm taking action to better me. Self-reproach, seeing the error in my ways. Metanoia, deeply desiring a change. My only solution was to hide away and reevaluate self. Get a clearer picture of all the damage I dealt. Face to face with a disconnected self, I had to unlearn the person in the mirror. Shielding myself from uncomfortable truths, I brought to light the parts of me I despised. Previously blind to the beauty others saw, I was made to see all that I believed to be hidden. Then I found myself in a process of self-destruction, rejecting all I believed to be true, creating my new reality, fine-tuning my definition of what it means to just be. And within my radical self-acceptance did I finally start to see myself, and all of my features and all my talents, acknowledging the value I hold. So when you finally see me again, I will still be me, but anew. Not that I'm waiting on you. I'm long past us now, because I know I'd have to be the one to reach out, and I've progressed way past that now. Thank you for listening to Micromusings. To read more of my poems, visit my website by clicking the link in the show notes below, or visit bynatashakay.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, please feel free to share it, and if you enjoy the podcast overall, leave a 5-star rating. Please follow or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast so you don't miss a single episode. All support is greatly appreciated. With love, always. Until next time, Natasha.